Thank you very much. And we also note that we are getting in depth in this discussion, which in itself is a good thing. And just share some of our remarks on the discussion and also on your document from last night and your suggestion. First of all, I think something that is important to recall and something that has been put as a question by the Indian ambassador on Monday, and something that also the Russian Federation has now reconfirmed, is that in the end, the definition that we are having here will be different from what will be the regulation and prohibition. So I think that that's very clear to us, and I think that's kind of a working assumption that we are having here as well. The definition serves for us to know what we are talking about, but in the end, it could differ significantly on the prohibitions and regulations part, where we definitely need more detail and clarity. When it comes here to this part, I think our criteria would be rather it to be simple and broad, so that it encompasses all kind of technological developments that we cannot foresee, that it is something that not by accident excludes things that we actually all want to have included. For that purpose, we always thought that the original proposal by the ICRC has been very useful, and I think many delegations in this room has taken this definition more or less as their working assumption. And we note that your proposal from last night is very, very close to that. So and this just confirms that after the discussions this week that we kind of end up in this direction, that this has always been kind of the right way. Another thing that is also important for us, that it if we go in a let's say a wider discussion on the definition that strays a little bit away, is that it also stays functional, that it kind of keeps the notion in there that a weapon system is not per se a weapon system in itself, but that it can be included in all kind of other types of weapons technology, in all kind of vehicles, machines, and other parts that we will find on the battlefield. So this definitely should also be one of the key criteria when we talk about the definition. Coming to the discussion that we had about binary approaches and also kind of the functional approach, there is one problem that we also see, is that it should be also clear that this is not a weapon system in itself, but an ability. The problem that could appear in the future is then when we go into the regulations part, we specifically talk only about weapon systems that function autonomously, we might exclude weapon systems, and this is simply a practical reality that, and probably the most common way of using autonomy in weapon system, is that it is something that probably can be switched on and off. I assume that most, and this is just an assumption, we cannot predict the future, but we assume that most weapon systems will be able to be used with full control, but also autonomously. Once again, there is this idea of this as being a spectrum. It can be a spectrum along on the whole whole kind of technology phase, but it can also be a spectrum in the way a weapon system is used. So this means if you have systems that can be used even within the same operation in a autonomous mode and in a non-autonomous mode at the same time, and this creates some problems with the regulation part. So if we are having a very narrow definition that excludes these other abilities, so if it's not functional, one system might be on the same day an autonomous weapon systems and a non-autonomous weapon system. So this just to have this a little bit in mind, and this is the big problem with having a non-functional approach. Then in general, we already have expressed our preference for the simple formulation that you have proposed and that we know quite well, but in general, the three parts, so what are we talking about, what function does it propose, and then how do we define the notion of autonomy? I mean, this is definitely the main questions that we resolve around, and here we agree with the Russian Federation. Just two last remarks on the proposal on the table. I think we would have a strong reservation on the lethal when it comes to the US proposal about apply lethal force, and this just is reinforced by the many arguments that have been on the table already. With having lethal already in the title, I think when it comes to this formulation, these arguments are even more pertinent than they are in a mere title. We, as I mentioned before, have a strong preference for the human intervention. Here we concur completely with Pakistan when it comes to the operator question, that if we focus too much in the definition part on the operator, we exclude a little bit the state side and the big questions that we still have to discuss with regard to accountability and responsibility. And the word any is simply also too absolute for us. It creates many problems in this direction, and we prefer, as I mentioned before, the human intervention, but have problems with, particularly with those two words, with the words any, and with referring only to an operator. Yes, I leave it with that. Thank you.